Thank you, Reverend Salt, and thank him for the welcome to Ahali this afternoon. Glad to be here. I'm sure, boys and girls, you're glad your bit's all over. You can relax, can't you? Now the nerves are all building up in me. And it's my turn to get all tense, isn't it? But we enjoyed the programme, and the teachers, I know from that programme there's a lot of effort put in and getting it all coordinated and going right. And the teachers are to be congratulated. And it's nice to see the church so well filled. Lovely to see mums and dads here. Grannies and grandas and uncles and aunts. And whenever all you sweet children were standing up here, I could see mums and dads jostling for position. The person in front of them was in the road. And they moved out of the way just so they could see you. And the big smile on their face. And they're all proud of their wee ones, and you did very well. And I want you all to sit up and listen. I'm going to tell you a wee story, and I'm sure you love playing with your toys. I'm sure you've got favourite toys. Who's got a favourite toy? What's your favourite toy? You've got a whole lot, have you? A Barbie doll. What's yours? That. Have you seen what I've got? Have you? Well, I used to have favourite toys as well, although it wasn't a train set. I have two wee lads at home, and they're tractor mad. So they are. And every day after school, this past fortnight, they've been out at the silage in Slurry. And they're just mad about tractors. Well, I have a toy with me this afternoon, boys and girls. And maybe this wee lad has already seen what it is. And it's a train. This was my wee train when I was a wee fella. And when it was pulled out of the roof space on Friday night, it was just plastered in dust. And it hasn't been played with for a long, long time. You know, trains, boys and girls, they're a great machine. They're one of the many forms of transport. I'm sure you can think of other forms of transport. There's aeroplanes, isn't there? And there's cars, and there's buses, and boats, and bikes. But we want to think about trains this afternoon. Real trains are far more exciting than toys. Many, many years ago, trains were a novelty. We fellows used to love running across the fields to see the train. And I know that the train is not something that's new to you. There's train stations near here, isn't there? Well, where I come from, there's no trains. We're way out in the sticks, way out in the back of beyond, there in the wilds of Tyrone. And our nearest train station is in Londonderry, which is about 26 miles away. And the boys and girls out where we live aren't as familiar with trains. But I know you are. Maybe you've been on the train many a time as you've went to Belfast perhaps, or wherever you've been going. And there's been many railway enthusiasts over the years, and they have formed different societies in order to protect the memory of old-fashioned trains and to keep the memory of old-fashioned trains alive. You go to museums today and you'll see old-fashioned forms of transport, won't you? And you'll see old trains. You go to a working day at a museum and it's all arranged for the public and you can get a wee spin on one. People like to hear the puff of the steam coming from the chimney. People love to hear the shrill of the note of the whistle. And I've an old train with me today. Does anybody know how this train would be powered? Now, not the toy, but in real life. Does anybody know how that train would be powered in real life?
By coal.
By coal. That's right. This train, boys and girls, is named after the Flying Scotsman. Have you ever heard of the Flying Scotsman train? It was a very, very famous train years ago. It was the first train to make the journey in one go from London to Edinburgh. Very, very famous train. And all trains, boys and girls, have names. Or they have a number. When I was a wee lad, there were other train sets available. The Mallard was one, and the Duke of Abercorn, And I'm sure the dads in the congregation can think of many, many more. There are some trains that are named after cities, or they're named after famous places or famous people. You know, boys and girls, you and I are travelling on a journey. We are travelling on the journey of life. And the wee life that you're living, boys and girls, is a wee bit like a train journey. The day that you were born, you started off on the journey of life. And as you journey through life, boys and girls, you're heading in a particular direction. You're heading to a certain destination. And at death, whenever you come to leave this scene of time, you will arrive at your destination. And I wonder, as you travel along the track of life, and death comes for you and you arrive at the final destination, will it be in heaven or will it be in hell? You and I are either travelling from earth to heaven, or we are travelling from earth to Satan's kingdom, that awful place called hell. And all trains travel from one place to another. And that's exactly like you and I. The day that you and I were born, we began a journey. And we want to speak about that today. You know, children, God has provided a way in order for us to arrive safely at our heavenly destination. And heaven is God's country. That's the land where God lives. And the Bible tells us that heaven is a wonderful place. It's a place where there's no tears. It's a perfect place. There's no more death and pain and suffering. This is a happy occasion this afternoon. But whenever I leave you today, I have to head up to Londonderry to awake. And it's a very different place. People are sad. Loved one has passed away. And heaven, boys and girls, is a wonderful place. And God has provided a way for you and I to get there. And up there in heaven, we will see Jesus. And I want to tell you today about how to get to heaven. Boys and girls, all trains have a name. That's what we've already said. This train is called the Flying Scotsman. And in the year 1862, Flying Scotsman set off from King's Cross Station in London, and it landed at the Waverley Station in Edinburgh 10.5 hours later. And that 10.5 hour journey included a 30-minute stop off in York for lunch. And then in the year 1900, this train was modernised, and it included such features as corridors between the different carriages. It included heating on board, and it included dining cars. And it is powered by coal. History tells us that this carriage holds 9 tonne of coal. And that's how much the train would burn on our way from London to Edinburgh. It's a very, very famous train. You know, boys and girls, also, the name of God's train that takes us to heaven has a name. And it is called Amazing Grace. During the story, as it goes on, you will see why God's train is called Amazing Grace. And you know, boys and girls, God's train also has hundreds and hundreds of different carriages. Now, I haven't played with this for years. And it goes something like that there. God's train, boys and girls, has hundreds and hundreds of different carriages, and there's plenty of room on board. There's room for everyone who would want to travel. And as you look into the different carriages in God's train, you will find that there's many different colours of people there. There's black people on board. There's white people on board. Mums and dads are sitting there with their wee family safely gathered around them. They're all travelling with big happy smiles to their heavenly destination. There's rich people on this train. And there's poor people on this train. Some people aren't too well. And some people are very, very sick. But they're all travelling on this long train to glory. And I wonder, this afternoon, can I ask you a wee question, children? Are you travelling on this train? Have you ever got on board? Have you ever been saved? Now, maybe you're wondering, well, how do I get on board? How do you get on board a train? You have to get a ticket. Good man. I've got some tickets with me here this afternoon. Every time you go to the train station, children, and you desire to travel on the train, you need to buy your ticket. You need to pay the price. And on that journey, somewhere down the line, the conductor will come along and he'll punch your ticket to prove that you have paid the fare. Or he'll scribble on it with a pen, as your man did on this first ticket here. And the journey from earth to heaven, boys and girls, you need a ticket. You need a ticket to get on board the Lord's train. And do you know something? You cannot buy that ticket yourself. Nor can you go and make your own ticket. Many people are trying to make their own ticket to get to heaven. Many people are trying something special. And they think that they're going to please the Lord with their own efforts. You know, some children think that, well, I have the ticket of my Sunday school. And that's enough. You know, children, it's very good to go to Sunday school. But you coming to Sunday school every week will never ever take you to heaven. That's the wrong ticket. If you're depending upon your Sunday school to take you to heaven, boys and girls, that is the wrong ticket. We are not saved by works. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2 verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. That simply means that there is nothing that we can do of ourselves in order to take us to heaven. I wonder, are you trying to show the Lord the wrong ticket? There's also the ticket of Bible reading. How many people think that Bible reading will get them into heaven? It's a good habit. I would encourage you to read your Bibles, boys and girls. But Bible reading is the wrong ticket. And it will never get you into heaven. There's another wrong ticket that people are trying to get to heaven with, and that's the ticket of prayer. You know, it's good to pray. It's always good to say your prayers, but it's the wrong ticket. It'll never get you into God's heavenly country. Why? Because that's something that you can do. Prayer is something that you can do. God has said, we've already quoted it in Ephesians 2 and 9, it's not of works, lest any man should boast, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's other wee children, mums and dads perhaps too, and they're trying to produce another ticket. They're trying to make another ticket of their own, the ticket of their good works or good deeds. Well, if I do good, if I tell the truth, if I'm obedient, I'll be good enough for heaven. Children, that's the wrong ticket. That's not what the Lord has said in his word. I wonder, are you trying to make your own ticket? You remember the name of God's train? It's Amazing Grace. There's absolutely nothing that you and I can do in order to earn God's forgiveness for sin. Why? Because God's salvation is free. Salvation is God's free gift, and you and I have all sinned. We have all come short of God's glory, as you learn in your catechism. We all deserve to be punished. Whenever you do wrong at home, maybe your mum and dad will punish you in one way or another. Bad boys at school, bullies at school. Nobody likes a bully, sure they don't. Well, when bullies are caught, don't they get punished? Maybe you think that they don't get punished half enough. And if I could get at them with an iron bar, I would do a better job than the teacher. Isn't that right? Bad boys at school and bad girls too. They all get punished. And boys and girls, you and I deserve to be punished. We deserve to be punished for our sin. And we deserve that God should have punished us for the wrong things that we have done. You know, it wouldn't be fair for bad boys and girls at school to go unpunished. They were being nasty to you. Maybe hit you a thump. you wouldn't like it. You would want the teacher to punish them. And it wouldn't be fair if the bad children of school went unpunished. And God would not be fair either if your sin and mine went unpunished. But the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, loved you and I so much that he went to the cross and he took the punishment for our sin. He died upon the cross in our place, and he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary that you and I might be redeemed. Those cruel nails were driven into the Saviour's hands. He took our punishment. And if you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ took the punishment for your sin, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, then you cannot be punished as well. If God punished you, then God would be dealing out punishment twice for your sin. And that cannot be. The Lord Jesus Christ has already took our punishment upon the cross. And whenever you come to the Saviour, recognising your need of him, recognising your sinfulness, and you call upon the Lord, you receive him by faith as your personal Saviour. That moment that you are saved, you are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. The Lord Jesus Christ gives you the ticket. He gives you the free gift of eternal life. And on your ticket are written the words, forgiveness of sin. That's the ticket that you need, boys and girls. You need your sins forgiven. I wonder, have you accepted, have you taken on board the free gift, the free ticket of God's salvation? It was paid for by another. It was paid for by Jesus Christ at the cross. And I wonder this afternoon, will you take it? That's the only way that you can get on board the Lord's train. If you receive Christ in your heart, you'll be saved. Then you'll be in God's train for heaven. And I wonder, are you in one of these carriages, spiritually speaking? You know, boys and girls, this ticket that I have, it shows us certain details. It shows us that it was bought at Berwick-on-Tweed. Does anybody know where Berwick-on-Tweed is? No. That's in Northumberland. We were in Northumberland last year on our holidays, and we took a train journey. We went to the station at Berwick-on-Tweed, and this ticket shows you that it was bought in Berwick-on-Tweed, and the destination is Edinburgh. It also tells us that it was bought on the 23rd of July, 2008. And there's another important piece of information on these tickets, children. If you look very closely, it'll tell you that seats 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A and 5A are all reserved. They've all been paid for. And if someone else went to sit down on those seats, they would have to get up again because they were our seats. We had reserved them. We had paid for them. They had been secured for us. Boys and girls, have you got on board the train for heaven? I wonder, do you have the free ticket showing that your seat has been reserved? You know, it's important that you do. Make sure that you have the right ticket and come and join your mum and dad on the journey to heaven. Come and join your granny or your granda, your loved ones, the wee children in your Sunday school class. You come and join them. Maybe you're not saved today. You're not in God's train. You're on the devil's train. Heading away in the complete opposite direction to that awful place called hell. You need to get on God's train. Have your seats reserved by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, another thing, boys and girls, about trains. All trains travel on a track. Isn't that right? And I have a bit of railway track with me this afternoon. I don't know how this is going to work. It's not long enough. I have another bit, but the pulpit's not big enough either. Isn't that right? And all trains travel on a track. And that track gives the train direction. It gives the train stability as it travels across the countryside. And that track takes the train from its destination, from the place where it leaves to its destination. And it cannot go across the country anywhere it likes. It can't take a right turn or a left turn and decide, well, there's a nice wee hill up there, I'll go and see what that's like. No, that track is already set. And it takes the train from one place to another. That train travels along it. And you, boys and girls, you are travelling along the track of life. And I wonder, boys and girls and mums and dads, grannies and grandas, what direction are you travelling in? Are you travelling to glory? Or are you travelling to a lost eternity? Are you on God's train? Or are you on the devil's train? Whenever you come to the train station, you'll see lots of different screens. I've been at some train stations over in England, and one of the biggest ones I was ever in was in Leeds. And there's 17 platforms in the train station in Leeds. And there's a whole lot of different sections along that platform. There's A, B and C, and you could get lost very, very handy. And you could get onto the wrong train very handy. And you need to have your head screwed on and be able to ask, are you at the right place? Or you could get lost. You could get up on the wrong train and end up in the wrong place. And boys and girls, when you get to the train station, you'll see lots of different screens. Computer screens up, and they tell you the times that the train is coming. And they'll tell you where the train is going to. And you'll hear the voice of the announcer. And the announcer will say something like this: the train now at platform 3 is heading for Oxford and Bristol, Taunton, Exeter, Plymouth and Penzance. And if you're travelling on the train to Penzance, you're standing at Oxford, you need to hurry up and get on board. Otherwise the train will leave and you'll have missed it. And you know, boys and girls, here in Athlone this afternoon, God's train has stopped off at the platform of the Children's Day in Athlone. And the announcement has gone forth that this train is heading for glory. God's train has arrived here in this Children's Day this afternoon. You're here in this church with the opportunity to get on board. Don't miss it. You need to hurry up and to get on board. The Bible tells us, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. And children, mums and dads, older ones, what happens if you miss that train? That train might never ever come to the platform of this church again for you personally. You might never be here again. You miss that train, you'll never be in heaven. Platform you're standing on is an Athlone Free Presbyterian Church today. And the call has gone forth like the announcer in the station that you need to hurry up. You need to get on board. Carriage doors are open. The gospel call has been made. You need to come to Jesus. You need to come to the cross. There's plenty of room. Mums and dads are already on board, and maybe you're not. Jesus was to come tonight, and you were to be taken. Maybe you would not be in heaven. Boys and girls, you have an opportunity now, this afternoon, to ask the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sins, to climb on board, to get ready for heaven. If you want to go to heaven, you need to be saved. That's the train that will take you to glory. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the way to glory, children. The Lord Jesus Christ, in a spiritual sense, is the driver. And I wonder, will you follow him? Jesus says, I am the way. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. You make sure you don't miss it. Make sure that your seat is reserved. Mums and dads, let me say the same to you. Maybe your wee one is still not saved because you're not. Maybe the example that you are living before them is leading them astray. And maybe if you led the way, they would follow you into the kingdom. Dear parent, you have a responsibility before God and toward your children to bring them up, teach them the scriptures. Maybe it's because of you that they're not on board, because you're not. Why not show them the way today? You come yourself. Bring your little family with you. Be saved by God's grace. Make sure you don't miss it. For God's train at the platform in this church today has announced it's going to glory. You need to hurry up and to get on board. If you want to speak to me, boys and girls, after the meeting is over, or speak to the Reverend Salt, or to one of your Sunday school teachers, you do it today. But make sure you come to the Saviour. Make no delay. May God bless His word to our hearts. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Crane, for that very challenging word. We thank you, boys and girls, for listening so well. And we trust that what you heard today, you will